Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. As a child of the living God, I declare Jesus is Lord. This program, for such a time as this, is listener supported. From the beginning of For Such a Time as This, through this program, the Lord has always encouraged us. And you hear it when I say, if Holy Spirit leads you, would you say with me? And can we declare together? And would you stand up with me? And would you raise your Bible? And best of all, can we sing these words? The Lord has always encouraged listener participation in this program, both financially and spiritually. So may I feel free to ask for your participation again with scriptures. What song has the Lord given you that has kept you going when life was hard? Those scriptures, that song that has suddenly invaded your spirit, that has brought life to your spirit when you thought you were at an end. At that time, at that point when no one else was around, but God, and suddenly God. My brother, my sister, can we truly be listener supported, both financially and spiritually? Can we as fellow listeners lift up the precious word, the precious song that the Lord gave to you? And as we lift it up together, allow it, enable it to bring life to each other. So would you share the word or song or your donation of encouragement that God has given you? Send your listener support, either direct to WCNO specifically for this program, or the telephone number. My telephone number is 772-344-8485. Hallelujah. The Lord has increased in me a heart cry for Israel. I feel the Lord would have me read Isaiah chapter 62 for Israel. And I would ask, please do not contact me, all you wonderfully blessed, knowledgeable theologians. I come from the school of neology, and so please feel free to confer with the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Isaiah 62. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed is the word. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Blessed is the word of the Lord. For what Israel is going through right now, right now, that word is a proclamation and a declaration over Israel. And I feel the Lord would have me read over you Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 7. So please receive this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, because the Lord hath anointed you to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent you to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and of their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Hallelujah. Receive that in the name of the Lord. And I feel the Lord would have me declare as a trumpet call. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 7. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Hallelujah. Lift up thine eyes round about thee, and see all they that gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at the knee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Hallelujah. Let that be a trumpet cry that goes out into the heavenlies. Hallelujah. I would like right now just to take this moment, if you would like to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and into your life, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross, and I believe that you rose again on the third day. And I believe that you are the Son of God. And I ask you right now to forgive me of my sin. I repent and I turn away from my sin. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. I would like to remind you all that the Lord has impressed on me that we do have a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And so, would you pray these words with me? Lord, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, for Ron DeSantis, in Jesus' name. And I call forth that President Donald J. Trump shall stand in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump. Because when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. Hallelujah. And I know things can seem quite difficult because a few weeks ago, the leaders of deception gave a press release using the word mandate, but no law has been passed. I repeat, no law has been passed. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name, would you declare with me God's justice? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare God's justice shall rule worldwide. For Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, "For the Lord, you are a God of justice." So let us be encouraged. Stand in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And I declare as a child of the living God, in the name of Jesus, the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace stands guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. It is yours. It is a declaration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I would continue to encourage you to keep being the child of God. Run after the dream that the Lord put in your heart. You know what the Lord told you. Evangelist, preacher, teacher, cast your net on the other side. Keep casting it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is always, always able to perform His word. His word is everlasting. His word is yea and amen. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Keep calling on the Lord. He is your Lord and your King. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The word of God never fails. The word of God never fails. Your Jesus never fails. Your Jesus never fails. He is your King, your Lord, and your Savior. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. There is no other sound like the name of Jesus. Rejoice, rejoice, and rejoice in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.